Age has left its mark. The battle scars have slowed them, but their determination is undimmed. At Omaha Beach Monday, a group of Second World War veterans came to see and to remember. Among them were three men who took part in the first wave of D-Day landings on June 6, 1944. Russell Pickett was then a 19-year-old soldier with the 116th Infantry Regiment. With a flamethrower strapped to his back, his landing craft approached Omaha Beach.
Our force hadn't bombed our beach like they were supposed to, so we'd have some holes to get in, you know. So we couldn't come in like sitting ducks. I couldn't stand up because I was afraid a bullet might hit the flamethrower. Our boat blowed at least a few yards before we would touch down. I woke up with laying on the sand with my feet in the water, and I couldn't, my legs wouldn't work, so I don't know really how I got in there, but something's way or another.
Over 4,000 Allied soldiers died on D-Day itself. German losses are estimated at 4,000 to 9,000. Pickett was rescued by another landing craft just as the tide was about to pull him out to sea.
He had about four more on there. Well, one that was got his whole shoulder blown out. He died on the way back to the ship. They sort of took me back to the ship and took me back to England. And the time I got to England, I could walk, you know, fairly well, hopping about on my right side. And so I came back for that same ship. Brought me back when he loaded, and I was back with the outfit in about 6 days and stayed with them then until St. Lo. They got me at St. Lo and carried me back to England again, 21 days that time, and come back again. They put me out up at Brest in September, the last part of September. It was 2 days before Brest gave up. But they carried me out on stretchers that time, so I couldn't come back.
Pickett was sent home to Tennessee in June 1945. Many of his brothers in arms never made it back.
Believe it or not, I tried to blank some of the thinking out, so remembering all of my buddies that was killed and that's buried in the cemetery up here, so you can imagine many friends, and so I take a dry mouth. I can't really explain how I feel. I'm glad I'm here, but just being my last trip.
Around 35 American D-Day veterans have travelled to Normandy this year, alongside dozens of fellow vets from Britain, Canada, and several other nations.
With each anniversary that passes, the number of D-Day veterans still alive sadly gets smaller, and with their passing, the world also loses the first-hand accounts of the battles that happened on these beaches and the extraordinary events of 75 years ago that would change the course of the war and of history itself. Henry Ridgewell for VOA News, Omaha Beach, Normandy.